I'm sure you'd agree that ensuring the safety of our rural health professional is critical, but unfortunately we're still hearing about violent and unprovoked attacks on these remote doctors and nurses across the country.
I certainly believe that it's important to talk to the people that are working out in those remote communities, that are part of those organisations that understand those remote communities. That's why I have convened a meeting today of the organisations who represent those health professionals out in the regions to discuss this very issue.
What are you hoping to achieve in the meeting today?
Today will be about understanding what is occurring out in remote communities and what is necessary to ensure the safety of those workers out in remote communities.
Is there a national plan already in place that addresses these sort of health workplace safety issues?
Safety issues are by and large responsibilities of the states. But as Minister for Rural Health, I felt it very important to bring together people who understand these remote communities so that we can get a very good sense of what is happening on the ground and what is needed into the future. I'm very aware that many of these organisations in the remote communities are Aboriginal controlled health organisations, and I'm not going to tell them what to do. They are running their own organisations. I'm very keen to hear from them as well as others about what's important in those remote communities.
Doctors and nurses on the ground say the problem has been going on for too long. Obviously something needs to change here. There is a push to abolish single nurse posts in Australia. Do you think this is an idea that the government should consider?
I'm not going to preempt the discussion today or jump to any conclusions about what an appropriate way forward might be. What I am going to do is listen very carefully to the experts that I will have around the table, people who understand these remote communities, as what they see as the situation on the ground and what may or may not need to be done.
It is a tough job for these remote doctors and nurses. These health professionals have the stress of isolation and huge workloads. It's difficult to attract young doctors and health professionals to rural and to remote communities, especially when safety is still a concern. I'm sure that you and your government are going to make sure this is a priority.
There are challenges, of course, attracting workforce out to rural Australia, particularly remote Australia. But I have been really impressed as I've travelled around remote communities with the health professionals out there in these places. They are absolutely committed to their work and the people in those communities, and they do a tremendous job. But of course we know there are challenges, and that's why I'm looking forward to having the discussion with the health professionals and representatives that will be at the meeting today.